Hi there and welcome to today's daily teaching, and I'm so excited about this week's topic because I feel like it's a really, really good one, and I feel like no matter where you are in your life at this stage, this will definitely resonate with you and help you over the course of this week. So this week it's all about focusing on how to simplify your life, get back to the basics in terms of doing what you enjoy, having more balance and lining up with what is truly right for you in terms of what you want for yourself. So a lot of us are busy, we're going around in circles, we've got so much going on, and you know, we're trying to achieve, we're trying to create, we're trying to do all of these things, and it is very pressureful. And it was one of the reasons I gave you Saturday off, because sometimes, even when I record all of the content, it even overwhelms me sometimes. So I can't imagine if you're on the other end of it, listening to that and having to do all these things. So we do need a break. And I do think maybe once every couple of weeks I'll be doing that, of just giving you a complete day off from it and just switch off. So I've a good few things to talk about today in terms of where we're going with this week. But simplifying your life, like I said, is getting back to the core of who you are, really, to connect with yourself so that you can move forward in where you want to be. When your life is very, very stressful, very, very busy and not where you want it to be, you are out of alignment with yourself. I understand that life is busy. I understand we have so much to do. I do it myself. I have an extremely busy life and don't get the time to do the things that I want. But the other part of it is that when it just gets to a point where it's so busy and so stressful, you are out of alignment with yourself when you're losing a connection to yourself. So the other day, I went to see the new Christopher Robin movie, with their Winnie the Pooh film, and it really is for adults, and I would highly recommend you go and see it because it's all about connecting back to that part of you that thought anything was possible and all of the plans you would have had in your life. And it's just really good. I found it very emotional and just a really, really good reminder of staying on track. Now, I had planned to do the Simplify Your Life topic this week anyway before I saw that, but it just even, I suppose, reminded me more of how important it is to get back to those basics of where we are. The other thing I wanted to say to you before I talk about that is, on Saturday, I was doing a tarot reading. So I don't know, some of you may know and some of you don't know that I'm also a tarot reader. It's not something I talk about a lot, and I'm going to be doing a post on Facebook about this and authenticity and all of that, which is later to come. But in doing a reading for somebody, I was talking to them about surrender and acceptance. And what was really interesting to me was, when I'm reading for someone, it's intuitive reading. So I just, things come into my mind or kind of information is given to me. And it was so strong that I actually, nearly the information was given to me to give to this lady, but it was really, I felt, being given to me also for me to learn from. And it's all around surrendering and acceptance. So I did a lot about this a couple of weeks ago around letting go and surrendering and accepting where things are at. And what I realized in talking to this lady was that we can actually think that if we surrender or accept a situation as it is and hand it up to something higher than us, that in a way we actually feel like we are giving in and telling ourselves that we're giving up and that this is exactly how it's going to be forevermore. And that sometimes in that element of having to accept something, we're basically resisting it because we think that if we accept it, it will never change. It will always be the same. You are meant to have a good life. You are here for a purpose. You are here for a reason. And I mean that so much. And you are actually meant to have the things that you desire in your life. They may not come in the time frame you want. They may not show up in the way that you want, but they are there for you to have once you stay in alignment with yourself. So that is why we find it hard to accept situations and surrender them. And actually, when we accept, say you're in a life at the moment, one part of your life or all parts of your life are out of sync, out of balance, you know you are not in alignment with yourself. If you go into a place of accepting it and saying, okay, I'm going to put my hands in the air and accept where it is right now, what will happen for you is that you start to fall in love with your life as it is right now. Let me accept it. Let me like it. Let me find peace in where it is right now. And in that space and in that moment, you actually open those gates or those big doors for everything you want to come in. Because when we're focusing on what we don't have, when we're focusing on something not showing up, the longer it stays away from us, the more it does not come into our life. So acceptance is not giving up. Acceptance is setting yourself free, actually. And this is a big piece of this. And I was so glad to get that insight. And it really struck home for me when I was actually the words. Sometimes words just come out of my mouth to somebody. And as I was saying it, I was going, God, this is like so important, even for me to hear. So it's a really big part of it. And another part I wanted to say is around really being true to yourself and in simplifying your life and in hearing what you need for you. You have to be in alignment with who you are, how authentic you are, how true you are to yourself, and true you are to your values and your beliefs. So I have kept a huge part of myself, which is the spiritual side of me, out of It's Time For Me, because one, it's not the place, but two, I felt when I created It's Time For Me, because I was put in a very, when I started It's Time For Me, I entered it into an entrepreneur competition, Ireland's Best Entrepreneur, and I got through as a finalist, which was amazing. But I was transported from the spiritual realm that I work in right into a business setting. And I thought to myself, I cannot tell anybody what I do. You know, I want to create It's Time For Me for all of the reasons of helping people, but I have to change myself to do that. And I rebranded myself. I got rid of anything to do with my readings. But that is how I started off. I was starting to be studying and working in law. I was studying and had done all my lawyer exams, and he decided I didn't want to go further with it for lots of different reasons. And I started readings when I was younger, but I started my business in 2008, and in 2010 I left work in February 2010 and created my own business. And I have been working as a tarot reader and as a holistic practitioner since then. And It's Time For Me was born from working with so many women and men, but mostly women, and seeing their struggles with time, their struggles with lack of balance, their struggle with not being aligned to themselves. And it's really only, I've gone through massive ups and downs with the tarot in terms of what it physically did to me, when I wasn't protecting my energy, how much it drained me. I stop it, I start it, I don't see people face to face anymore. And all the while I've just been going around in a circle. And I'm telling you this for a reason, because in the last number of weeks, I've been working with somebody myself, going to see somebody myself who is helping me through their healing work to come back into alignment with me. And what I recognized is I'm never going to have the simplified life and the simplified work life if I'm not true to who I am. This is a massive part of me. I really believe in it. I don't believe that anything is set in stone. I don't believe personally in doing readings of telling people you're going on holidays, you're going to get a car, any of that generic stuff. I read intuitively through cards for people to give them guidance of where they are now and how they can get to where they potentially would like to be. And the reason I'm telling you this is because it's been such a huge eye-opener for me to just say, I've got to put it out there. And if business aspect of, you know, if the business part of my work is not respected because of this, then that's just what I have to deal with. But I don't think it works for me with hiding a huge part of who I am. And what I would say to you is that for you to have that simplified life, you have to be true to who you are. You have to accept where you've got to at this point. Accept the flaws. We did all of this in terms of self-acceptance a couple of weeks ago. Accept every part of your life as it is now. Tomorrow we're going to be doing an exercise around looking at what a simple life looks to you. And then as we go through the week, we're going to look at how you can start the process of getting there. But first things first is, where are you not being true to yourself in your life now? How are you not being true to yourself in your life now? And think about that before we progress tomorrow. So I know it's a bit of a long winding story, but I hope you've got the message I'm trying to relay here. And I wish you a beautiful Monday, and I look forward to connecting with you this week, because this is a really core aspect of how you're going to have the balance in your present day life that you want. If we can get you to a place of simplifying your life, aligning to who you are, and being authentic about who you are.